Red Maples by Sara Teasdale, read for LibriVox.org by Andrew Coleman. In the last year I have learned how few men are worth my trust. I have seen the friend I loved struck by death into the dust, and fears I never knew before have knocked and knocked upon my door. "I shall hope little and ask for less," I said. "There is no happiness." I have grown wise at last, but how can I hide the gleam on the willow bough, or keep the fragrance out of the rain, now that April is here again? When maples stand in a haze of fire, what can I say to the old desire? What shall I do with the joy in me that is born out of agony? End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
Red Maples by Sara Teasdale, read for LibriVox.org by Asaf Kos. In the last year I have learned how few men are worth my trust. I have seen the friend I loved struck by death into the dust, and fears I never knew before have knocked and knocked upon my door. "I shall hope little and ask for less," I said, "there is no happiness." I have grown wise at last, but how can I hide the gleam on the willow bough, or keep the fragrance out of the rain, now that April is here again? When maples stand in a haze of fire, what can I say to the old desire? What shall I do with the joy in me that is born out of agony? End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
Red Maples by Sara Teasdale, read for LibriVox.org by Arup Sen. In the last year I have learned how few men are worth my trust. I have seen the friend I loved struck by death into the dust, and fears I never knew before have knocked and knocked upon my door. I shall hope little and ask for less. I said there is no happiness. I have grown wise at last, but how can I hide the gleam on the willow bough, or keep the fragrance out of the rain, now that April is here again? When maples stand in a haze of fire, what can I say to the old desire? What shall I do with the joy in me that is born out of agony? End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
Red Maples by Sara Teasdale, read for LibriVox.org by Amanda Vickery. In the last year I have learned how few men are worth my trust. I have seen the friend I loved struck by death into the dust, and fears I never knew before have knocked and knocked upon my door. "I shall hope little and ask for less," I said. "There is no happiness." I have grown wise at last. But how can I hide the gleam on the willow bough, or keep the fragrance out of the rain now that April is here again? When maples stand in a haze of fire, what can I say to the old desire? What shall I do with the joy in me that is born out of agony? End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
Red Maples by Sara Teasdale, read for LibriVox.org by David Lawrence. In the last year I have learned how few men are worth my trust. I have seen the friend I love struck by death into the dust, and fears I never knew before have knocked and knocked upon my door. I shall hope little and ask for less. I said there is no happiness. I have grown wise at last, but how can I hide the gleam on the willow bough, or keep the fragrance out of the rain, now that April is here again? When maples stand in a haze of fire, what can I say?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?